Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
When Mr. Cherie proposed to you, was it romantic, Cherie?
Well, we didn't really have the whole formal proposal thing. We just sort of made a decision to get married and then picked out a ring together.
Yeah,
and
we didn't have the whole
bended knee thing.
Oh, jeez.
It's a bit like Narelle and I. She told me we were getting married. What about you and Patty?
Oh, yeah, no.
Cherie just gave me a three-word answer. I gave you three words.
On the,
you're going to give me a goddamn
on the Sydney
story.
Opera House steps. Eh? On the I was there and she was in Wagga, but they were...
Right. One Australian couple decided to take their wedding reception to none other than a Bunnings sausage sizzle.
The reception.
So they got married and they bussed all the people that were attending the wedding.
Down to Bunnings.
And they had a snag and a photo opportunity.
Well, this is
probably the most Australian wedding of all time, I think.
I think that's great.
That's fantastic.
I think it is awesome.
The groom said he told his wife for months that's all that he wanted on the wedding day was to go to Bunnings and have a sausage. To sizzle.
Yeah.
And all the money for that goes to
charity.
So that's great.
Yeah.
Following their wedding, this is Jordan and Chantelle Wilson, who got married on Saturday in Sydney, Sydney's northern beaches. They had their wedding at the Metro Mirage Hotel, and then he made his friends head out to Bunnings at Belrose. They had a sausage sizzle and a shoey.
And a shoey.
But spend all the money on the ceremony today.
I think that's great.
And instead of paying, $45, $50 a head for the meal?
Yeah.
$2.
$2.50.
For the sausage sizzle. He explained that to his wife, it was about the bizarre stopover. He said that a Bunnings snag is the backbone of Australian culture. And that's all he wanted was an Australian wedding. And
I reckon
that's probably
awesome.
The most Australian wedding of all time.
So reckon
pretty hard to top that
is awesome.
For an Australian wedding, I think.
Married, take all your guests out to a Bunnings sausage sizzle.
And you still have time to watch a game of footy afterwards.
Yes. And you could probably get some Roundup or...
You just go and check out...
A potting mix for the garden.
So the day's not entirely wasted.
I always feel out of place when I go to Bunnings. I'm standing here.
You go,
what the hell am I here?
What is this? you go up to the shelves, you pick up something, you go, what does that do? At what point in time did someone say, I so need that?
Well, I reckon it's a great idea. If you're looking at saving money for your wedding, no reception. Just go to Bunnings and have the snag and the can of Coke.
And apparently they got all dressed up. They were all dressed up.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, it was the proper thing.
The proper thing.
So they got married in the motel.
Yeah.
And then they got on a bus and went to the Bunnings sausage sizzle.
Happy days.
Great idea. Give it
Happy
a crack
days.
This weekend.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.